Hi there, Tanya here with a biography on Claude Monet written by Sarah. Claude Monet is one of the most well-known of the Impressionist group of painters of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. As a group of artists, the Impressionists tried to represent the elusive quality of light on natural objects such as water and trees by using dabs or strokes of primary colour. At the time, this was a new and innovative style of painting and a great contrast to the period of realism that had preceded it. Whereas realism portrayed objects and people as they appeared in real life, Impressionists created elusive and sometimes blurry images. This led to suggestions that the artists may be short-sighted. However, it's true that Claude Monet did have problems with his eyesight later in life, first being diagnosed with cataracts in 1912. For a decade, he refused cataract surgery, being concerned that his colour vision would be affected. But over the years, he became increasingly frustrated and eventually agreed to surgery. By comparing some of Monet's paintings of the same scene, for example the Japanese bridge at Giverny, painted initially in 1899 and then again after he had developed cataracts, it's possible to appreciate the difficulties he encountered in clarity of perception, colour and detail, and the effect the progression of his visual impairment was having on his painting. Monet was born in 1840 in Paris, and his family later moved to Le Havre. His father was a wholesaler and chandler who hoped his son would join him in the business. His mother was a singer and a talented musician who died when Monet was 16. Monet was more interested in becoming an artist than working with his father. Whilst at Le Havre Secondary School for Arts, he began producing charcoal caricatures which he would sell in a local shop. The shopkeeper introduced him to the artist Eugène Budin, who began mentoring Monet and, in particular, teaching him how to paint en plein air, outdoors. Budin was one of the first landscape painters to paint outdoors rather than in a studio. This was a pivotal relationship, and it developed in Monet a love of the play of light on natural forms such as trees and water. Monet acknowledged the influence Budin had on him as an artist, saying, "If I have become a painter, it is entirely due to Eugène Budin." They were to remain good friends with mutual respect for each other's art. In 1861, Monet was drafted into the army and went to serve in North Africa, where he contracted typhoid. His aunt, with whom he lived following the death of his mother, managed to secure his return home after he became ill, but made it conditional on him studying art with Charles Glaire. Glaire was an artist and a teacher whose students included other Impressionists such as Renoir and Sisley. This was a very important part of Monet's painting career, as he met and studied with other artists who were to become part of the emerging Impressionist movement. He also met and had a relationship with Camille Doncieux, who was one of Glaire's models. They had a son together in 1867 and married in 1870. Monet's family did not approve of this relationship, and his financial state was precarious as a little-known painter with the responsibility of providing for his young family. Although he was beginning to achieve recognition as an artist, the French art establishment was not enthusiastic about his style of painting, deriding it as having vulgar colours and appearing unfinished. This was a very difficult and personally challenging period for Monet, leading him to attempt suicide in 1868 by jumping into the River Seine. It was Doncieux who helped him to recover both physically and mentally, although he continued to suffer from depression during his life. Danciot was the model in many of his paintings, including Camille on the Beach in Trouville, painted whilst on their honeymoon, and La Femme à la Robe Verte, which brought him recognition within the art world. In 1870, Monet and his family travelled to England to escape the Franco-Prussian War. Although they stayed for only a short time, Monet became interested in the work of contemporary English artists such as Constable and Turner. The following year, the family moved to the Netherlands and then returned to France in 1871. The Impressionists were seen as a radical movement embracing a different approach to painting with less traditional themes and more reference to contemporary life. Their work was often rejected by the Salon de Paris, which was the official art exhibition of the Académie des Beaux-Arts. This led to them forming the anonymous Society of Painters, Sculptors and Engravers, and holding the first Impressionist exhibition in 1874. It's been suggested that it was Monet who first coined the phrase Impressionism with his painting at the exhibition called Impression Sunrise, Impression, Sunrise. However, Monet continued to struggle to achieve success, sometimes selling his paintings for as little as 200 francs. He faced further challenges and sadness in his life when his wife died in 1879, shortly after the birth of their second son. She was aged only 32. Monet became depressed once again, but took refuge in painting with a renewed determination to be successful. Monet's personal life was complicated. He was friends with Ernest Ocheyde, a department store magnate and art collector who went bankrupt. After the bankruptcy, Ernest and his wife Alice lived with Monet and Camille, and Monet began a relationship with Alice. Following the deaths of Camille and Ernest, Monet and Alice married in 1892. Alice was said to be so jealous of Monet's first wife that she insisted he destroy all photos and letters of her. Only one photograph is thought to have survived. Monet and Alice moved to the house in Giverny, now a place of pilgrimage for his fans, which attracts 500,000 tourists a year. It was here that Monet was to paint his most famous paintings and where he was buried. In his mid-60s, whilst living at Giverny, Monet began to perceive colours as being less intense and vibrant, and he was diagnosed with nuclear cataracts in 1912, but he refused surgery. His paintings between 1918 and 1922 demonstrate the impact his eye condition had on his paintings. His work appeared to become increasingly abstract, using large brush strokes and primary yellow and red tones, but little blue. He complained that the reds had become muddy and dull, and became unhappy with his painting, saying that his eyesight was making him see everything in a complete fog, and he destroyed many paintings. His friend Georges Clemenceau, the French Prime Minister, described this, saying, "Monet would attack his canvases when he was angry, and his anger was born of dissatisfaction with his work. Monet destroyed canvases in his quest for perfection." Monet sought advice from ophthalmologist Richard Liebreich, who was very interested in art and had written about the effect eye disease had on artists such as Turner. He advised cataract surgery, but Monet refused until he was 82, when he eventually agreed to surgery on both eyes. He had been diagnosed as blind the year before. It's suggested that following surgery there can be an increased perception of ultraviolet light, which is otherwise invisible, and this may have led to Monet's paintings looking quite different following the treatment. By 1925, Monet was satisfied with his work, saying that he was happily seeing everything again. He died the following year, 1926, at the age of 86. Thank you.
TNF Soundings.